You could take the trimmings and slice them up and grind them and season them, and you'd be making...
I can't hear you otherwise.
You want me to adjust the windows here?
It'd probably get too hot, but we'll try to go over that noise.
Something that comes in little links.
Oh, those are sausages, meat sausages.
And a person who kills and sells meat would be a...
Our butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, it doesn't taste right, you'd say it's...
Spoil.
And have you ever heard of making anything out of the liver? Cooking and grinding up the liver?
Liverwurst.
How's that made?
I really don't know. Because the only way I've ever seen liver worse than another name for it is goose liver. I believe it's more common than liver worse. And it's just like bologna. I don't know what goes in bologna. And it's molded in those molds in factories.
It's made out of pork liver? Or do you know what?
No, not really what the ingredients are.
Have you ever heard of anything called scrapple or cripple or pawn hoss? And have you ever heard of anything made out of the blood?
No. No, I haven't.
And if you had some butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say the butter was...
I don't know.
What about milk that you let it sit and it gets kind of thick? You call that...
Clabbered milk.
What do they make with that?
Those make the best, that kind of milk make the best cornbread.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people like to drink it, sour milk.
Mm-hmm.
Good for ulcers, but I particularly don't care for the taste of it.
You ever heard of the kind of cheese made out of it?
Not really. I'm not too familiar with making a cheese.
And the first thing you do after milking to get the hairs or impurities out, you have to
strain the milk.
And something kind of like a fruit pie, maybe have a layer of apples and some strips of dough on it. Maybe some more apples. You'd call that a...
Apple strudel.
Huh?
Apple strudel or apple pie.
Okay. What about a cobbler?
The cobbler, I really can't distinguish how the cobbler differs from the, I can say, the apple pie, you make a crust just on the top and bottom, and you have your apples in the inside, but a cobbler, you can have a crust on bottom, if you prefer, but you do have one on top. And you have strips of dough in it called dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
And the cobblers you take, you can put the juices from whatever your peach or your apple and stir them, and you take the dough, just the raw dough, and dump them in the juices and stir them on top of the oven. And then you pour it in the crust and put them in the oven. But with apple pie, you just mix the apples with the ingredients on the crust and just bake it all one time. You don't do it on top of the stove.
Have you ever heard of anything called a deep apple pie or family pie?
I've heard of the deep apple pie, but I would say that it is the same as a, it's just a southern name put on the apple pie.
Mm-hmm. And if someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
And you say, this morning at 7 o'clock, I what breakfast?
Ate breakfast.
And yesterday at that time, I had already
eaten breakfast.
And tomorrow, I will
eat breakfast.
And if you were real thirsty,